Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Yeah, good morning, buddy.
How you doing?
Come on, Brock. Come on, Brock. I was sitting in bed last night just laughing. I don't know why I just... Come on, Brock. It's 7:31. Today, we are going to talk about favorite childhood toys.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you and I, we're 90s kids, all right? So we got a lot of 90s toys, but I know there's a lot of great toys out there from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s.
Let's be honest, the best toys were from the 90s.
90s did have some pretty epic toys, man. Mm-hmm. Well, in the 50s, would you have a stick in a hoop?
Right. A wooden car that your grandfather made.
Now they had metal
shop class.
They had metal cars that were spray painted with lead paint.
Right.
Don't suck on the car. But we want to hear about your favorite childhood toy. Maybe you had that one toy that you just loved. You play with it until it broke, and then you were sad, mm-hmm. and you tried to fix it.
There are a few toys out there that were just a little too dangerous for kids.
Oh, God, yeah. They was lawn darts. We're going to get into it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Favorite childhood toys. More when we come back.
Rockin' Hunter.
You move your damn foot. Playing footsie with me over here.
Yeah, you know, it's Friday.
You and those long legs.
Getting ready for the weekend.
My legs don't even touch the floor in this chair.
You know, so I have my shoes off, too.
Oh, yeah. So soft. Hobbit feet away from me. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Talking about favorite childhood toys. Obviously, us being 90s kids.
Everyone's
passionate about the toys that they grew up. You have such vivid memories.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of the toys you grew up with. It's hard to pick a favorite, but you know what? I will say my Talk Boy was... That was epic. Because you know why? I felt like Macaulay Culkin.
You did.
In Home Alone.
In one of those little refrigerators with a key. You know?
It's true. You just...
The Talk Boy was badass.
It was epic, dude. Mm-hmm. And I would just sit and record everything.
You know, that Talk Boy got me in trouble.
I believe it.
Yeah, I told a dirty joke on the Talk Boy one time, and my aunt replayed it because it was my cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a little personal talk with me when, hey, Hunter, you don't tell those jokes to your brother or your cousin, do you?
Yeah, no.
Maybe.
Yeah, they thought it was hilarious. What are you talking about? So Talk Bite was definitely up there, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that the Super Soaker.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be the best, one of the best, too.
It was a game changer when it came to water warfare.
Well, you always had your buddy who had your rich friend.
Yeah.
You know, who had like the Super Soaker 4000. Couldn't even find it, or you had to order it online. It was so badass. You
it,
know?
Like, heated the water up to, like, a comfortable temperature.
Right.
You know, it was propane-powered. It's like, good God,
you had,
man.
Like, a jetpack with it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, you and I were talking about garage sales and how mm-hmm. A lot of my toys... I got at garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I credit my mom and my grandmother for being thrifty with that. Because I remember getting that Super Soaker 50, the first one, the OG, like the best one out there. And
the
I got
white and green.
Oh, dude. And it was just, you felt like Rambo. Just like, just taking out everybody. We're going to talk more about favorite toys. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What was your favorite childhood toy? WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Favorite childhood toy, huh?
Yes.
From the 70s, the Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln
Logs.
The
wooden ones.
Yeah. The good ones. We played with those
because
my folks had them, so we always played with them at Grandma's house.
It's been around for a while.
I remember getting splinters from them.
Got to sand those bad boys down, man.
My sister and I played with them so much, we wore them down. We got splinters from them.
I remember vividly throwing them at my brother. Whipping him at his head. But Lincoln Logs, that's a great toy. All right, thanks for the call, dear.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Lincoln Logs, man. God, you build that huge tower.
Oh, yeah. And your brother would knock it down.
Ah!
Damn you! How long it took me to build this house?
I'm telling Mom! Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning.
I love how you open it up every...
Rock 107. I gotta make sure... Yeah! If I don't scare people... we're talking about favorite childhood toys. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I was thinking of one that I had so much fun doing.
Mm-hmm.
The wood-burning kit.
Oh, God. How are you still alive?
Dude, I'm pretty sure you could go down to my folks' old house today, the workbench, and see burns all over that thing.
See, you know what? You're fine, though. You're fine. You know what, kids these days, you know,
they're not giving. They're, no. They're, if you gave a kid today a wood-burning kit.
Oh, it'd be on the news?
Yeah, be like, oh, some psychopath gave some poor little snowflake a wood-burning kit.
Be all over Facebook.
I can still feel the ridge where I burned my finger, that nice deep V burn. I'm like, oh!
Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, God.
Like feel like a man.
But wood-burning kit, one of the greatest toys ever. Mm-hmm. Here, children, take this thing that heats up to however many degrees.
I absolutely love this topic because I'm on Google search right now on images, just going down memory lane, man. Every one of these toys, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yep.
Forgot about that, man.
The Tamagotchi.
Yeah, the Tamagotchi. Oh, I still got mine. It's still alive.
He's so old now.
He's a little sick, but he's old.
What? You had any other toys that you had?
Oh, there's plenty of them, man. What was some of the, you know, like Light Bright?
Oh, man.
That was classic.
Light Bright was great.
One of my favorite toys when I was a kid. This might be my favorite toy.
Yeah.
The Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God,
action figures. Oh,
dude.
My God, dude. Those are so sweet.
I could spend hours in my room playing with the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. You always had that buddy. I had a buddy, dude, had every single action figure.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. He had Shredder. I had no idea how he found Shredder.
He had the limited edition Shredder with the extra claws.
Yeah. He even had, like, the rubber ones. Remember the rubber ones that were, like, real lifelike?
Yeah.
You know?
Legit.
It's like, where do you find these, man? Yeah, my parents are rich.
Yeah, exactly. You always wanted to go to the rich kid's house.
Right.
There was a kid in my neighborhood. He was actually a year younger, named Bert. And
Bert.
And
a brother named Ernie.
I don't think he did. He might have. But his parents were pretty well-to-do. Mm-hmm. And his basement was just loaded.
Littered. But
you went down there and you're like, this is it. I'm at Toys R Us.
This is I can play ultimate
with,
basement.
I can play with these. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Favorite childhood toys. WIRX, hello.
Okay, finally. Yes. I can tell you my favorite toys.
What's your favorite toy?
I like the Bop-It, the Tamagotchi, and what else did I say? I messaged Hunter this because nobody answered, and the Skip-It. Remember the Skip-It?
Yeah, the Skip-It. It's called it was spin around and break your ankle, for God's sakes.
Right.
I mean, I'm reliving my childhood from like 5 years ago. So
I was
going
to say, what's your child, like 2000? Like,
yeah.
You and your PlayStation 2?
You were the tail end of the 90s. You missed the good old days.
I still think I have good ones.
Yeah, you do. You Bop It. I was mentioned. Bop It was fantastic until you twisted it too hard and you broke it. That's what we always do.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, I never get to listen to you guys, so I just wanted to call because I was listening and heard that.
Yay!
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Happy Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
WIRX. Hello.
Hey, I know we're at the moment you're talking about best toys ever.
Yeah.
But I found the worst toy ever.
The worst toy ever?
What's that?
The worst toy ever. I found the empty box at a buddy's grandparents. You remember the at-home chemistry set?
No,
This was the at-home nuclear physicist set. It came with chunks of uranium.
Oh, my God.
You could call and order more uranium when you ran out.
Jeez.
That doesn't sound safe, but I want to play with it.
It came out sometime in the late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Play with mercury.
We need a Geiger meter for this.
Yeah, exactly. Why is little Timmy glowing all of a sudden? This is weird, man.
Yeah, no joke.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, later.
Bye. Backstand's thing is we had fun toys.
Yeah.
And somewhat dangerous toys back in, like, the 50s and 60s. It's like, all right, kids, good luck. There's a good chance one of you are going to die today from your toy.
Mercury. Here you go.
I got to say, though, the ultimate toy, Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
When you got
shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, my God. That was sick. Being a farm kid and having that BB gun.
I said you always knew when you were getting it, too, because it came in that really long, skinny box.
Yep. Ooh, what could it be? What could it be?
Oh, I asked for it. I asked for it.
I knew it. Yeah. And then your parents, like, stuffed a box full of socks. You're like, son of a bitch.
Come on. More clothes?
I don't need it anymore. We'll talk more about toys here in just a little bit. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Well, I needless to say, I think this was very successful.
I love this
topic. Of course,
topic.
Now I just want to go to garage sales and see if I can find exactly. All. I mean, creepy crawlers.
Oh, man.
It was literally a plastic oven that had a light bulb that cooked plastic, okay? We would pour this gel
into... For some reason, you always wanted to eat one.
Oh, and when you made ones with, like, cool different colors. Like, I remember making a scorpion that had, like, green claws.
Oh, I'd perv them, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was awesome. And, yeah, then this... Like, here we go. We're going to take this gel. Who knows what this is made of. We're going to put it in this oven with this really hot light bulb that's going to cook the plastic. We're going to stand around
it. I could smell it. I could really smell it right now.
Oh, God.
It had that distinct smell,
too. You got it fresh out of the oven. Oh, man.
Yeah. How about a Stretch Armstrong? Did you ever have one of those?
Never had a Stretch Armstrong.
Those are
pretty
sweet.
Now, as mentioned, I think that came out in like 76, so it was a little bit before our time.
Yeah.
I know I played with them before, but
they had the original one. Then they came out with it again.
Yep.
They re-released it.
Yeah.
He was a little bit older. He was a little bit more stretchy.
Pogs, obviously.
Pogs.
Jesus.
We used to trade slammers.
That slammer, dude. I had a slammer. It looked like a ninja star. God, it was so cool. Like, check this out.
You know how many pogs you can get for that slammer, man?
Game Boy. I mean, there's so many great toys that we grew up with.
Somebody called earlier and said lawn darts.
Lawn dart. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't go wrong
Classic.
With that. Yeah, we said any toy that you ban, that you outlaw, that's a good toy.
My buddy found a set of it because you can't obviously can't buy them anymore.
No, you got to just find an old set.
He found a set on, I think it was on Craigslist or I don't know how he found it, but he ended up paying like $250 for
a set. No kidding.
Yeah, like no joke.
Well, because they still have them. They still have the game, but now it's
like a foam tip or something.
Yeah, foam tip or like a heavy, it's
not
weak sauce.
On, not the same.
It's weak sauce. It's made for snowflakes is what it's made for.
It's made for splitting heads. Yes. That's
What you do is you just make your own dart tip, screw it right in there, exactly. You're set to go.
We're going to play at night, too. So you have no idea what
it's That's right.
Coming.
You just got to wait till it's like 2 inches from your face. God! All right, we'll be back. Rock.